Good morning, Fernando and Greg. Faithful, looking ahead, we got the commercial-free commute coming up. It starts up right about 7:11. More Fernando and Greg with no commercials. Longest stretch of commercial-free music and Fernando and Greg in the entire Bay Area. Also, remember, we're playing the Big Money Minute this morning. There is a lot of money in this jackpot, $1,300. And all you have to do to get it is just answer 10 questions correctly inside 60 seconds. So that's going to happen just after 7:20. Right now, let's get into the good news.
3, 2, 1.
Fernando and Greg, and your good news.
I'm living my best life.
I love when you sing, Shan.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. You know, there's been a lot of bad news about this. Now they're calling it the Varsity Blues scandal, about all of these wealthy people paying a lot of money to get their kids into top schools. So that's why I felt like we should show Jordan Nixon some love in the good news this morning. Check this out, you guys. She is a high school senior from Georgia. She earned $1.6 million in scholarships.
What?
$1.6 million after she was accepted to 39 different colleges and universities. 39.
Does she get to keep the $1.6 million?
A lot of people get mad when you apply. I don't know why, but a lot of people get mad when you apply for that many schools. They say that you're knocking somebody out.
Right. Because once you get accepted,
They hold your spot until you say you're not going to do it. So people don't really like this when people do this. I don't know why you would apply for 39 different.
Also, isn't every application hella money too?
Listen, back in my day, I think it cost $50.
But I'm that's sure still
way,
a lot.
No, I'm saying I'm sure it's way more than that to apply to college these days. But I think it was I applied for two.
Yeah.
And I got in, honey.
There you go. She did 39 and got all 39. I don't know. Maybe she was like figuring maybe if she got like 4 or 5, that'd be great.
Yeah, but why would you apply to 39?
That's a lot. That's a bit.
And then you're applying for all the, then they're giving you the scholarships. And that's making other people go on waiting lists. Sorry, this good news doesn't sound so good.
39,
people get furious about this kind of stuff. Do you think they're mad about this, you know, cheating scandal? They get mad about this too.
Well,
because you're knocking kids onto waiting lists that could have been accepted.
She's a hard worker and she deserves it. She deserves these scholarships.
You can't take them all.
You know what? Somebody on one of those waiting lists will get these spaces now. I'm sure they'll get those.
No, because you might go to a different school if you're on a waiting list. You may say, oh, well, I need to make a decision because I gotta go. So I'm going to go to that school instead of that school.
Well, if you want to have the amazing choice like her, it starts on the first day of high school, she says. Focus on your classwork, your tests, your homework, your essays, your grades, and it can happen to you this way.
So. I wish I would have followed her advice.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Why? Look at where you are now, girl.
I mean, yeah, but it could have been a lot easier, I guess.
Well,
it wouldn't have been as much fun.
Shan. Yeah, you're right.
We all choose our own paths. I think the good news for you is be happy with your own path.
Yeah. I got to shout out my dean, Mr. Balzer at Lincoln. He put up a lot with me. So thank you for that, man.
Shout out your mom, too.
Right.
Thank
you,
Mom. Put up a lot with you.
There's some good news. All right. Debbie's on the line. She's going to share some good news with us. Hello, Debbie.
Hi. Good morning.
Hey, is this our friend Debbie at FH Daily?
Yep.
Hello.
Hey, Debbie.
What's the good news you're sharing today?
My good news is we met with some people yesterday, and we are going to be part of Sam Leandro having their first gay pride parade in 2020. So we're going to help sponsor that and work with them to make that happen.
Wow. Sam Leandro's getting its first pride parade? That's unbelievable news. It's awesome.
Yeah. I think it's pretty exciting. So, yeah, we're happy to be part of it.
Okay.
Can we host it? And Fernando and Greg?
Yeah, anything's possible.
Hey, the Grand Marshal's right here.
All right, Shannon. I'm on vacation that week.
Oh, never mind.
Debbie, do send us the information about it. But yeah, you said in 2020, so fantastic. Awesome. Thanks for sharing the good news with us. Of course, we love you at FH Daily in San Leandro. And that's awesome news. San Leandro, first Pride Parade or Pride Festival ever. That's going to do it for your good news. MySpace is trending this morning after a huge data dump 50 million songs, videos, photos, other items that users have uploaded to the site between 2003 and 2015. Absolutely gone.
Thank God.
It's a lot of data.
I just can't believe anybody's still using this.
I'm shocked, too. I was like, why is MySpace?
But it was still the thing. It was the thing. I mean, it was the thing back in the day. And, Shan, you brought this up earlier about, like, having your top eight.
Oh, yeah.
Which I just barely, I vaguely remember that.
No, you got to pick your top eight, and all your best friends were up there. And sometimes you could, like, you would boot people off, and it would cause, like, all this drama. And it was just, it was crazy.
So you had to really sit there and think, okay, who are my top eight friends and which position I could put them in?
Absolutely. And then people would get so angry if you moved them around, and it would just cause drama.
So what if you were, say, like your friend Kelly, what if you were her number one, but you put somebody else as your number one?
Yeah, she'd be like, how come I'm not your number one? And I'll be like, well, because my sister's my number one. And then she'd be like, but I'm your best friend.
Oh, apparently this was a real thing.
Yeah, Angelique, is this true? I mean, that top eight carried a lot of weight.
Yeah, well, while that, like, Jordan girl you were just talking about earned $1.6 million in scholarships, my friends were too busy worrying about what spot they were on my top eight on my thing. Like, so that must be why they didn't get all of the scholarship money,
right?
Because there was some petty drama, let me tell you. Like, I would show up to school the next day, and you just get glares. Like, hey, how come I'm number four now?
Oh.
You got bumped on the top. Yeah, you were one or two, and then you became four. Like, oh, what's this about?
Were you always moving friends around?
Yes. That's what everybody did. Yes. You had a number one, you had a number two, and like, pretty much three and after, everyone was butthurt that they were, like, three and after. And if they got bumped off of eight altogether, oh, they were really mad. So, like, when my mom joined MySpace, she got onto my top eight. And people were like, wait, what? Your mom is ahead of me? Like, oh, the nerves.
Wow.
That's crazy. Can't even put your mom above your friends.
I know. I mean, it is your mom.
That was their spot, and she took it.
Well, I know Gabe had something very special happen to him on MySpace.
Hi, Gabe.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. So what happened to you on MySpace?
So this was back in 2006, which seems so long ago, but I met my partner because he slid through my MySpace DM, and at the time I was living in Antioch and he was in San Jose. So right off the bat, I was like, oh, hell no, I'm not going to commute.
Too far.
Yeah.
You're in the opposite end of the bay.
Yeah. Right?
We'll meet in Hayward.
Anywhere out of Antioch is a trek out. But, you know, I did it, and here we are 13 years later.
Hey.
A MySpace relationship. Wow.
Right.
So he quickly moved into your number one position and has remained there this whole time.
Exactly.
If you had to put, if you had to put us in your MySpace positions, where would you put me, Fernando, and Shan?
Well, of course, you guys would be in my top eight.
No, we're solo. Each of us.
Two, three, and four.
All right.
Oh, okay.
But what are we?
Oh,
you guys do it. Come on, Gabe.
Gabe, he's putting you on the spot.
You called us.
Oh, is there something wrong with the line? Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, Gabe. We got to go. All right. Thank you very much. MySpace. If you got a memory about MySpace, 888-456-997.
Well, that's all you got now because everything else has been wiped out.
Yeah, it's all gone.
For the better. Trust.
I still can't believe people are using it. We still haven't heard from anybody that still is currently was using it.
Yeah, I don't know. It turned into a music site. So unless you're like a musician or a band or something like that, it really wasn't much for you. But, you know, there could be somebody who's still using MySpace so far.
Log in. Try to create an account.
Okay. Yeah. Like, I need another useless
right.
Login.
Just see what's up. See what it's like now.
Let's play this game, the Big Money Minute.
Let's play.
Big Money Minute.
Big Money Minute.
Saying hello right now to Michelle in Fremont. Good morning.
Good morning, Fernando, Shannon, Greg. How are you guys doing?
Good morning.
I know you guys have heard this voice before. It was January 15th. It's just like yesterday.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Wow.
We do. And is that the positions you put us in on MySpace?
No. I'm not going to tell you who I put first, second, or third.
Okay, good. Because you put
like
me.
All my number one.
You just put me third in that. So you said hello to me third.
No,
I'm going to have a terrible day.
That's how I do it. You know, I just didn't want to put the girl last or the girl first or the boy first. You know, I just like to mix it up a little bit.
Michelle, you did put the girl last. You put me last.
I just.
Yeah, this is a room full of girls.
I can't believe.
Okay, I hate what you think about it.
At least I'm top three, though. Thank God.
There you go. I'm
Michelle,
glad we made the top eight.
What can I do to move up?
Oh, my God. There's not, baby, you are the best anyway. There's nothing you can
hey,
do. Three is like,
he's the best.
Is like my
You know what, Michelle?
One.
What?
Let's get into this game.
Right, let's
we're going to get a little sensey here. We want you to win this money because there's a lot.
I want to win this, and I don't want to look so stupid as I did last time.
All right, here we go.
All right, fantastic. All right, so here's how it's going to go down. Explaining the rules to everybody. It is 10 questions in 60 seconds. Get them all right. Get the jackpot. Don't get them all right. You'll still get $10 for each correct answer. You can pass while we're playing the game. If you don't know, we'll come back to it if there's time. But remember, the moment you give us an answer, that is the one we're going to take. When I get to the last question, if the buzzer goes, we'll still get you the time enough to squeeze that answer in. And at the end, we go back and we add up how much you've won. Michelle, here we go. Let's play the Big Money Minute.
Ready, set, go.
Biology is the study of what?
Life, living things.
What is Luke Skywalker's weapon of choice?
Lifesaver.
Lemonade mixed with iced tea is called this.
Oh my God. Pass.
Most people get these teeth removed when they're around 16 years old.
Wisdom teeth.
She plays Captain Marvel.
Pass.
Katy Perry sings about what flavor chapstick in I Kissed a Girl?
A cherry.
In U.S. history, who were referred to as the Redcoats?
The British.
In baseball, this position is played between second and third base.
Pass.
Fill in the blank. Jack be nimble. Jack be quick. Jack jumped over the...
Candlestick.
This pop star scored a top 10 hit with Sorry Not Sorry in 2017.
I can't even think. Pass.
Lemonade mixed with iced tea is called?
I have it.
Golfer.
Name.
The golfer.
Golfer. Paul.
All right, time's
Palmer.
Up.
Palmer. I mean, Palmer. I don't know his first name, but Palmer. I don't.
Okay.
First name.
All right, we got a review.
I think I have it right. I don't know. I forgot the thing.
I know you did. I could tell. That's what you get for putting me last in your top three.
There, please, I hope. No, now you've cursed me.
Here we go. Biology is the study of life. You got that one right. Luke Skywalker's weapon of choice is the lightsaber. Lemonade mixed with iced tea is the Arnold Palmer.
Is that right or
Palmer?
She said.
Did I get that right? Palmer.
Well, you said Palmer.
After,
but the name of the drink officially.
You know what? It's $10, so yeah, sure. Why not?
I knew. I just forgot its first name.
If Bonneville International can't afford $10, I'll take it out of my own pocket.
Okay.
Most people get their wisdom teeth taken out when they're around 16.
Okay.
Now, Captain Marvel's where you messed it up.
I don't know that. I'm so sorry. Who is it?
It's Brie Larson.
Oh, see, I wouldn't have got that. I'm not really good with my marbles. Sorry.
That's all right.
Are you going to comment on everyone? Okay, Katy Perry. She definitely had cherry chapstick.
Yeah.
The Redcoats were the British.
Yeah.
In baseball, between second and third base, that is the shortstop. You know that, Michelle.
Gosh.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack jumped over the candlestick. And Demi Lovato.
Sorry. Yes.
Don't think you did really well.
So you did better than last time.
Well, yes, there you go.
Did.
You got
See?
$70.
Woo! $70.
Hey!
Yay! I don't look so stupid. Next time, I'm telling you, if I get in next time, it's going to be the full 10. I'm up there.
Come on, you're working your way to that jackpot.
I know. Thank you, guys. Right. You guys are the best.
I will see you at Michelle. Pacific Commons this weekend, Michelle.
Oh, you're going to be there? I'll be there.
I'll be there. I'll be at the Target. Right. I'm always at that Target, girl.
Hold on. Don't go anywhere, Michelle. All right. Listen, we're going to put another 100 bucks inside that jackpot.
$1,400. Definitely have a lot of energy.
And next Tuesday,
we need to work in radio.
We'll play it again. Maybe higher up. Mm-hmm. Do it.
Fernando. Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30. Fernando.
Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30.
Well, over the weekend, it was looking much better for Justin Bieber while he hit the beach in L.A. with Haley Baldwin. They're having a good old time out in the sun. Looking good. Not wearing any green, though, even though it was St. Patrick's Day. But still, looks like things were better for him. But now the word is the couple are postponing the planning of their wedding and reception. They're already married legally. They did that in New York City. But now the big party is what's supposed to happen next.
They better just get ready for the divorce because that's what's coming. They're not getting along. And she can't support him in the way that he needs support right now. And he doesn't have the familiar unit. Jazzy and I were talking about this on Friday. You know, got really deep at our St. Patrick's Day
celebration.
At Buena Vista. And we were talking about how he doesn't have like a strong familial kind of unit to help him. And he needs it. He's like uber depressed. And they said he was like crying in the grass this weekend, like face buried. They said his head was like in the dirt or something. Aww. I don't know. The guy's really going through it right now.
He really is. And you would think that, like, you know, when you get together with your family, Shane, I'm sure you see this, like, mm-hmm. when you're with your family, you forget about all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Having a good time. You enjoy your mom, your sister.
But you definitely forget about all the other stuff.
Right.
But you're not always having a good time.
But there's new stuff. But still, like, it doesn't seem like, he doesn't get that break.
I try to get a hold of Shannon the other day. I gotta leave right now. My mom and my sister are fighting. I can't deal with you right now, Greg. I'm girl, like, get over here.
No.
She's like, no, we got drama.
I gotta go break it up. I mean, I feel like when you're with your family, you have that support system. No matter how bad it gets, you're always gonna be there for one another. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't have that. He's not close with his mom, not with his dad either. And she wants to be in LA in the spotlight, doing her thing, doing her model thing. And he wants to be on the farm, crying in the grass.
He wants to be anywhere but.
I think he just wants some peace. He needs to go find it. And he's not finding it with this chick. This was a bad decision for these two to get married.
Yeah, and I can't imagine like L.A. being... it's a fun city, right? And if you want attention, you can get a ton of it there if you're Justin Bieber. But you got to get out of there if that's not what you're looking for, because it's really kind of hard to escape everything that's going on there. haven't talked about this name in a bit. Mama June from Not to Hot. That is her latest show. She hasn't been officially charged after her arrest last week following a domestic dispute with her boyfriend, Gino Doak. They found her in possession of drug paraphernalia and also a controlled substance listed as crack cocaine. So looks like she could be facing up to 1 year in jail on a felony drug charge. All right, that's going to do it for your Dirty Under 30.
Wake up.
Oh, what a good day.
You're listening to Fernando and Greg.
Fernando and Greg, faithful. Good morning. Tomorrow morning, the big money. Actually, tomorrow morning, we'll pay your bills again. We'll start that off right about 6:20. Got to look ahead to Thursday as well, because that's when we pay bills all day long. And then we double the money on the 20s. ShanScam has really blown up around here. In fact, so many of you are actually requesting now via email, via text, that you'd like us to do a particular ShanScam. Maybe there's something that's been bugging you, someone trying to call you and scam you. Shan can scam them back. And that's why Yolanda's on the phone right now. She has a request for today's ShanScam. What's annoying you right now?
Oh my gosh. I need Shan. Okay. I need him to help me with a ShanScam for a guy that's calling me. He's kind of shady. He calls me about like once a week with some type of contest that I've won. I think it's like $25,000 cash prize that I can win if I call him back. And I'm just like so annoyed by this scammer. I can't get him to stop. Like I try to think of ways that I could maybe get him to stop calling. But I need kind of this ShanScam to stop him. I need to embarrass him a little bit.
So have you ever answered and talked to this guy, or he's just leaving these messages constantly?
I never answer. I'm kind of scared to answer because after I hear the voicemails, I'm like, this can't be real. So I kind of like sat on it for a while, but I'm so frustrated. I work on the road, so getting these phone calls are so annoying. I think it's like a business call, but it's not.
How much
did he say you won again?
25,000. That's the voicemail that I keep getting.
Girl, did you sign up for a contest with a grand prize of $25,000?
No. He just keeps saying I want a sweepstakes, and I definitely don't have time for all that. I don't get magazines. I don't get anything
And normally they come to your door with the balloons and all the people and a big check. So this is not real.
Is it a? Let me ask this: is the area code a Nigerian area code?
Yeah.
No, you know what it is? It's my cell phone number. This is the last four digits are different.
That's a scam.
Yep.
Yes, but he's like, if there's any delay in returning my call, I might be ineligible of the $25,000. So he's putting all this pressure on me, but I'm like, I don't think this is real. I need to scam him back.
All right. Well, you know what? Off the air, you give us the number, you give us his name, and then Shan's going to get him.
Okay. Shan, thank you.
Yes. Shan, you ready to do this?
I'm ready. Fernando and Greg.
Wake up. Turn it up. 99.7 now.
Hey, Fernando and Greg faithful, thank you for waking up with Fernando and Greg. And, of course, letting Alexa know to play 99.7 now so you can listen to us in the house, listen to us in the car, wherever you go. Listen longer. We love it. That's why we give you the commercial-free commute every morning at this time as well. So there's no commercials to kind of get in your way of the listening. Yolanda, we just spoke to her on the phone, and she had a request for today's Shan scam. Apparently, somebody's been bugging her on her phone, trying to tell her that she's won $25,000 in some sweepstakes she never even entered. So now, we got the number and all the information we needed from Yolanda, and Shan is ready to set another scam. Here we go with the Shan scam.
Sweepstakes claims. This is Paul.
Hi, Paul. This is Yolanda. I've been getting a lot of calls from this number saying that I want some cash.
Yes. Okay. So what is your full name?
Yolanda Foster.
Yolanda Foster. Let me just look that up. Yeah, it looks like you're in our system here.
Awesome.
All right. Well, you know what? The way I can verify that, Yolanda, is if you, all you got to do is give me your bank account and your routing number, and then I can just correlate that in our system to make sure that this is, in fact, you.
Oh, so you already have that information. But how much money did I win, to be exact?
Are you sitting down?
Yeah.
You've won our grand prize of $25,000.
Oh, my God. $25,000? That's amazing.
Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I want to be able to give it to you. So if you want to give me your bank account and routing number, I can set you up, get you that $25,000.
Oh, was this the thing that I signed up at Rocapulco?
We've got sign-ups in a few different areas, so it may very well be, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The sooner you get me that information, the faster I can get you this money.
Okay, so you want my
bank account and routing number.
Okay.
That's right.
So the account number is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
That doesn't really seem like a real number.
Well, you don't really seem like a real sweepstakes person.
Do you even know what
Rocapulco is?
It's a place where people go to win $25,000 like you just did, but I don't know if you want it.
No, it's a place where you go get turned up.
Turned up?
Yeah, turned up. Like, that's where you're going to turn up in jail for scamming everybody. You need to stop doing this. No one's falling for your stupid supermarket sweep, okay?
Listen, there's no scamming here.
Okay, you're just going to automatically ask me for my account and routing information.
Hey, wait, you know what? I got to interrupt here, Paul. You know, this is Yolanda Foster's son.
Okay.
I think you're trying to scam my mother.
Right.
You're targeting her because she's a real housewife of Beverly Hills, and you're trying to get her account number. I know. I'm a model.
Clearly, you guys aren't the intended recipients of this prize, so I'm just going to hang up now and give it to the person who actually wants to win.
Okay, meet us at Rocapulco. Yeah. Hey.
Do you know who Yolanda Foster is, fool?
Okay, I'm getting off.
Gigi Hadid's mother.
They don't need your supermarket sweeps. They got money already. Look her up in the system. You would know.
I'm hanging up now.